morning. Everybody's like, yes, John. It'll be short. Maybe. All right. Just glad to get the opportunity to be able to do this. Dan is, it's a blessing to be able to have a pastor that can just go and do a mission work and not have to worry about Sunday morning. That really is a blessing to our church, and I hope everybody understands that. So today we're going to look in the text of John chapter 3. Got a little bit of reading here. It's going to be a little lengthy, but we'll get through it. John chapter 3. Now there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. This man came to him by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you have come to God as a teacher, for no one can do these signs that you do unless God is with him. Jesus answered and said to him, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, and he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said to him, How can a man be born again when he is old? He cannot enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born, can he? Jesus answered, Truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of flesh is flesh, that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said this to you. You must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said to him, How can these things be? Jesus answered and said, Are you the teacher of Israel and do not understand these things? Truly, truly, I say to you, we speak that which we know and bear witness that which we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I told you earthly things and you do not believe, how shall you believe if I tell you heavenly things? And no one has ascended into heaven but he who descended from heaven, even the Son of Man. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes may in him have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send the Son of God into the world to judge the world, but that the world should be saved through him. He who believes in him is not judged. He who does not believe in him has been judged already, for he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light is come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light, for their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be exposed. But he who practices the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be manifested as having been wrought in God. Let's pray. Father, Lord, it's such an incredible time to read this passage in the times that we're in. Father, we know that you love this world, that you love the people of this world. And Father, I just pray that your message comes clear today of how much you love them. And Father, even the ones who hate the light, I pray that today their hearts would be broken and that they would see that they need your love. Father, we just pray for your time in this. We pray all in Jesus' name. Amen. I can remember coming home from work when Ian was just a few weeks old one time, and I come home, and Benita was on the floor in the living room with him. And I was just so astounded. I had to sit down and just watch. And Benita was just sitting there admiring Ian and tending to him. And it was just so amazing to watch that. And, you know, I never had had a doubt of how much she loved our son. But just watching her interact with him proved even more how much she loved our son. And, you know, looking back at this text, it just, with that thought in mind, it shows you how much God loves us. And, you know, it's hard to imagine sometimes, why would God love us? And we've all heard this passage, and especially the famous John 3:16 verse. Have you ever sat and thought about how much God really does love us? You know, and I think back to that story with my wife and our son. And the truth is, in our human minds, we can't even begin to grasp how much God loves us. He really loves us. And why does he love us so much? You know, in Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, so the Lord God formed man out of dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. God created us. Do we not appreciate things that we've created and love them? You know, how much more does God love us than the things that we create? And he created man so that he could love us, take care of us, tend to us. God has a love for us that we need to know and share. Probably the thing that I think of is I like to make things. I like to tinker. And, you know, there's some times when I make something and I have to just admire it. Like, wow, I did pretty good. You know, it's the same way with God. He created us. And that just is the beginning of the understanding of how much he loves us. Because he put a lot into us. He also takes care of us. He takes care of our needs. He provides for our needs. Or Nehemiah reminded the people in chapter 9, Nehemiah verse 15, thou didst provide bread from heaven for them for their hunger. Thou didst bring forth water from the rock for their thirst. And thou didst tell them to enter in order to possess the land which thou didst swear to give them. Not only did he create us, but he took care of us. And he does take care of us. He provides for us even today. He likes to make us trust him to provide for us sometimes. Sometimes he provides it when we don't deserve it. But God has always provided for me and my family, and I recognize that in many, many ways, how much he has blessed us. And I can sit and see the same for many other people in this world. But God loves us. You know, God also, in this text, provided a way for our eternal life, his son Jesus, that whosoever believes in him should not perish. And I know this is just a simple passage that we hear all the time, but did you really listen to the words of God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son? Whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. And there's that provision that God gave us, that we can have eternal life with him through his son Jesus. And the ultimate sacrifice that he made on that cross, he was our sacrificial sin offering for all those of the world, and not just a select few. Nicodemus really struggled with what he was told that day, because his earthly mind couldn't grasp that love. He knew the laws, he knew the books, he was a teacher of them. And Jesus even used scriptures to point it out. But ultimately, we have to understand how much God loves us. Today may seem a little bit of a simple thing, but I just felt like we needed to hear again how much God loves us.